And Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
All right, here we go! Hey, folks! Chunkanoo! Yes! I tell you! I feel it! For too long, I've been in New York, back and forth to London town. I felt like I was going crazy, 'cause I really miss the Bahamian sound. Then the drums start to play and the cowbells ring. Oh Lord, that's the sweetest feeling. If you're losing control, 'cause the rhythm in your soul, that's Chunkanoo. That's Chunkanoo. If you should be in bed, but you're on the street instead, that's Chunkanoo. That's Chunkanoo.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today. That's Chunkanoo. And if you were tuned in, locked and loaded, you would have heard C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green talk about our Bahamian culture, Chunkanoo. And it is at the top of everyone's radar today. I want to firstly say good afternoon to all of our wonderful listeners tuned in from all around the world and all around the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Welcome to Guardian Radio Today. I'm your host, Gabby, and it's so good to be in your company. I want to first start off by giving out the phone lines, and I'm going to go slow today because my good fans, listen, they say I go too fast, Gabby, you give out the numbers too fast and we can't call in. So I could go real slow today to give you a chance to write those phone numbers down, save them in your phone because, you know, Guardian Radio is that station for fresh news, smart talk all day. And you want to call in all day to all of your shows and get your voices heard. So the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and anywhere from our beautiful family of islands, 242-300-5720. And our text line, for those of you that can get on the phone but always get us those messages, is powered by BTC, and the number is 422-4796. And of course, I'll give you those digits again later on in the show. And we're going to have a very interactive conversation because, you know, once Gabby is behind the mic, she loves to hear from you, the listeners, the callers, the Bahamians, to get your voices heard and share your views on this platform. And I told CI, I said, I could pick up right where you left off because I know it's never enough time. So I said, I'm going to dedicate the first segment to give us the next 15 minutes to wrap up on this Chunkanoo discussion. You know, Kermit would have just played that. When you should be in bed, but you're on Bay Street instead, that's Chunkanoo. And if you haven't picked up your copy of today's Guardian, you definitely want to do that. Because the headline story in there says, one of the headline stories says, Bowleg, there is only one Valley Boys. The world-famous Valley Boy was denied seed funding and the group accuses the government of victimization. My God. I mean, I've grown up with, you know, going on Bay Street 12 a.m. in the morning. Can't wait with the excitement and the anticipation. I think if you were to ask me what is indicative of Bahamian culture, I would have to mention Chunkanoo. when you hear that goatskin drum pounding in your heart just skips a couple of beats and the rhythm. You can't hear Junkanoo play anywhere around the world and stay still. But we see this sort of division going on here with one group that is costing sort of the whole parade, the whole Junkanoo community to be in an uproar, to be in outrage for what's happening. We have the world famous Valley Boys wanting to cling on to their name. That's the name I grew up with. You know, I grew up in a Valley household. And anytime you would hear when the announcer comes before, you know, Gus coming down Bay Street. And he coming to do his 1-2 step. And you would hear that announcer say, and they're introducing to you the world famous. That's how I grew up knowing them. The world famous Valley Boys. But according to a court ruling, they are no more. So do we only know now the way forward? Is it now the way forward is the way to go? But the world famous Valley Boys are saying that they are not backing down, that they will be on Bay Street. So is this going to put a wrench in the parade, in the celebrations that we look forward to? And then I want us to talk about today, civil servants to get raises. Oh, you know, that's something civil servants are always crying for. In fact, the country across sectors are crying for raises, as we hear even unions asking for the minimum wage to be increased. And then later in the show, I want us to talk about how this deacon was sentenced to 20 years for molesting a 10-year-old. Caller, I see you on the line. Welcome to Guardian Radio today.
Good morning, Gabby. And I don't want to preempt you, okay? You know, but I just want to touch on the Junkanoo and this deacon who I describe as a social sewage, eh? When you look, I always knew that this new proposed legislation that the government has proposed for Junkanoo, I always felt that it was because of this dispute between the two Valley Boys faction. And the government have clearly taken sides on this issue. They've clearly taken sides on it. It's like night and day. I mean, you have to be blind not to see it, right? And it does nothing good for Junkanoo. Then you're going to ignore the court ruling. The matter is still before the court. So if you want to give out seat money, don't give it to none.
Don't give it.
The matter is resolved. Eh? But here you can take and you can give one faction, and then you're going to ignore the other side. That's preempting the court. I'm ruling. You don't know how it's going to. We don't know how the appeal is going to work out. But they spent $30 million, Gabby, of our money on Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival, just so they and their friends could enjoy the carnal lust of the flesh. That's the best I could put it. You know, because we have our national culture here, which is Junkanoo. And by the way, a lot of the Junkanoo leaders sold out because to get that carnival money. They could have told the government, look, we're not budging, you know. Until you give us a respectable funding for Junkanoo, we will not participate in this carnival. But they took it. They took the money. Now you got what the government now is doing. They all of a sudden, a carnival is no longer. I don't know anything about carnival now. It's gone. All of the taxpayers' money is gone. Now they want to zero in now.
Yeah, no. No Junkanoo group was taking any money from carnival, I'm being told.
Yeah, a lot of Junkanooers. A lot of Junkanooers participated.
No Junkanoo group, though. No Junkanoo group.
Whether you want to do it as group, collective, whether you want to do it as individuals, they still are Junkanooers. That's my only point. You know? Now, in respect to this deacon, who I describe as a social sewage, right?
And we'll talk about that later in the show.
later.
Mm-hmm. We want to wrap up this Junkanoo conversation first.
Okay, fine. That's fine. You know, but I believe that the Junkanooers now should protest this latest decision by the minister.
But they said that this is only one group. Should one group hold up the entire cultural event? Should one? Because this is an in-house, what we're told, matter, an in-house internal
right.
fighting. Every time a group split, we see them get their own name. We see when Genesis break off, they come with Genesis, one family. Every time we've seen persons split from major Junkanoo groups, we've seen them evolved with a new name. But this faction of the Valley Boys decided that they want to be called the Way Forward Valley Boys and go ahead and register the name that was not registered. So now we have husband and wife fighting in-house. Or the children fighting.
The JCNP took a stance, and that legislation, this proposed legislation, was brought in now to make the JCNP extinct. And the irony about this thing is they don't care whether this new leader of the Way Forward Valley Boys is the prime minister, brother, you know. They don't care how we think. And see, perception is everything. And we can see the motivating factor behind this new proposed act that they say now that they want to put in place. And just for one group, so if one group could bring a whole legislation to take place, I see no reason why one group should just be given, the same group should be just given our taxpayers' money, and the minister is carrying on like it's his personal money, you know. This is our money, our taxpayers' money, not the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. And he shouldn't politicize this thing by picking sides. He's dead wrong for it. And I hope the Junkanoo will stand up and boycott it and don't sell out for a piece
wow.
of porridge.
That's
all I would say.
Thank you so much, Carla. The thing about this is, again, are we going to stop an entire cultural, tourists, people fly in from all around the world to see what we say is the greatest show on earth? And if Junkanoo is indeed the greatest show on earth, does the show stop for one man? Carla, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning. Turn on your radio for me.
Yeah, the Junkanoo discussion is something I've made mention of for several months. I said then, and I'm saying now, that once the government become involved, it is the only thing in the Bahamas is basically fly above partisan politics. And now it is in the mud of partisan politics. I knew this would happen. I said this months ago that there's no need for government to have to oversight for the Junkanoo parade because I knew what would happen eventually.
Mm.
And exactly what I said is exactly what is happening now. And so you're going to have this tribal thing going into Junkanoo and everything going to be totally different. This is only the beginning of the deck of cards falling flat. Persons who were devoted to Junkanoo going to start losing interest. Persons who would have put all their times in the shack and doing this and doing that,
we can't afford for that. We can't afford for the greatest show on earth to fall apart.
Gabby, this is what's going to happen, I can tell you, because this is only the beginning of the end. This is Junkanoo itself. It's okay if Junkanoo itself self-destruct, but you have the politician came in with their own motive, anterior motive, and this is what has happened. And now we are seeing exactly what Bahamians been saying for months, that do not allow no government, not only this government,
no government
should be involved in Junkanoo to this extent. None.
Thank you.
And now we will have to wait and see on the sideline. It was horrible when the one group split and they had their differences, but now it's going to get even worse.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carla, for that. The greatest show on earth potentially falling apart at the behest of disagreement between one group. We can't afford for that to happen. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. When John Kunu started, everybody submitted names as non-profit organizations or whatever name, culturally, and it didn't matter whether the names were registered, right? That's historically John Kunu. Now, the JCMP took a position that world-famous Valley Boys, as you say, they announce when they come out of the gate, was always recognized by the John Kunu community, the Haymans, and the whole world as a group to participate. The last John Kunu parade, one of those groups had to rush without being considered a group to win the prize. Which one was it?
That was the Way Forward. They in the last John Kunu parade, they entered in as a fun group or exhibit group, as most John Kunu groups do on their first entry into John Kunu, from what I understand.
So the JCNP has taken that position, so we understand that the world famous Valley Boys is recognized by everybody as the initial Valley Boys group.
Correct.
Now this Way Forward group, you know what I mean, because of certain personalities and certain connection, goes forward and City Gang will register name and bring in politics and trying to legitimize the fact that we don't want them to use the name Valley Boys, no matter what acronyms you put in front of it or letters you put behind it, calling Way Forward world famous, that they go to the court and say they are not to use the name Valley Boys at all. You have companies that have similar names and, you know, they're not the same thing in law, but they operate the same way. You see what I'm saying? So here it is. We know, and like the other caller was saying, that it's going to be partisan because there's some agenda called the Blueprint Agenda that mentioned something about restructuring John Kunu. At all, that Blueprint Agenda was published by who again? Some personalities from one of these themes, Valley Boys. I don't know why we get caught up in.
Why we all caught up in this, because
because you know I know Valley Boy, you know what I mean.
So does the Roots fan have to suffer? Does the One Family fan, the Genesis, the Saxons fan, does everyone else have to suffer for what is happening in the Valley Boys?
No, everybody don't have to suffer, but the whole community get caught up in this, but because of something in that Blueprint Agenda, right? So we who aren't Valley Boys, and we've been seeing it from last year. The thing is, when you have personalities and everybody know, it seems to be biased. And I don't know why they can say, you know, these government people follow the leader agenda and that Blueprint Agenda. Somebody said and goes, and I'm gonna leave on this point, right? That there's Haitian.
Jesus.
And they will always support them. Then they go on in another someplace and tell the Haitians that you're only Haitian Bahamians. You all are Bahamians.
But
with that, and bring it, you know what I mean? It fuses in the same junk and how it is. Now, that personality, because if I was to say right now, I'm a Haitian, you would tell me, prove it, right? Now you need to prove that he is Haitian, because Barack Obama had to prove and show his birth certificate which nationality he was. So, like I say, I go on that one.
Thank you.
Think about that. That's more important.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. Listen, are we rowing over which Vali could come and say, dun, 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 dun. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Who are we? Is that what we're rowing about right now? Because I need y'all to get it together over there. And I have always been, and I shame to say this now over live radio, that I have always been a Vali supporter. And I don't even know which Vali is the Vali right now. I am confused, but right now I'm going to go to the text lines. The text lines are lit. The text says, this was always the play from the beginning. All this energy for Junkanoo was for one purpose. They don't care about the other groups. Oh, wow. Everyone getting caught up in one sweep. This next text says, hi, Gabby. Out on this show, boy. Love it. Thank you so much. Gabby, please tell me which one confirmed as the original Vali boys, because I mixed up. It sounds like it ain't sorted up yet. I mix up with you, too. I think all of us are mixed up. One day I see a press release from The Way Forward. The next day I see a press release from The World Famous. Y'all got all of the fans split right down the middle because we don't know if to go left and we don't know if to go right. And the seed funding was apparently increased now. Funding for the A category groups increased from $30,000 to $40,000. And for B categories, it increased from $15,000 to $20,000. At only one Vali. So only one Vali get the money, according to Minister Boleg. This next text says, the world famous Vali boys should change their name to the V-Boys. What y'all think about that? That's what the text say. Or change it to the world famous boys, maybe. Drop the Vali. Do something. And then, but I guess, I think the row is because everyone... Carmen, I think everybody wants Stan on the record. Everyone wants to be the most winningest group. I think that's what it is. So nobody could put their pride aside to stay. To say that we're going to build from the ground up. But I'm trying to figure out, the Cooper family say they over here with Gus and Co. And then this next faction say, but we over there because we ain't got no bathrooms. They say, y'all ain't got no bathroom for us to pee. And they say, the Shaq Dirty Mind Vali boys say it is. So, what going on? They say, ain't no proper management. They say, it is just a failure. So, we had to go and make our own group over there. But y'all had to go make your own group. Y'all couldn't just elect new leaders. Y'all couldn't just do that? Change the management of the group? Call it your live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, Gabby.
Hi.
I am wondering if the international patent laws that's governed by, you know, the U.S. Patent and Trade Office, whether that applies to here. Here, let me give you an example of what I'm saying. If I were to come on your radio and I mentioned something, an idea that I want to patent in another couple of months, but if I mention it and declare it on your radio, I have what is called provisional protection so that nobody else can go ahead and patent that because I named it on a broadcasting station. Or if I were to print it in a magazine, coming soon, right? Now, you said that the world-famous Vali Boys was actually labeled that by a group. So that should actually give the name world-famous Vali Boys provisional patent protection under the U.S. patent and trade laws. I don't know what kind of laws we got going on here.
I have to look into our intellectual, if that comes under our intellectual property rights, and then who owns the intellectual property, then you have to go back now to the group's origin, how it started. It's a lot, but the court made a ruling.
Yeah, but the court made the right ruling. See, you know, the thing is this. Just because you committed a crime doesn't mean you're guilty of it.
What? Hold on, Carla, repeat that again. No, because you committed the crime.
It doesn't mean that you are guilty of it. You have to be proven guilty of it by a court. That's what makes you guilty of it. If I were to go, you didn't know that.
Go ahead.
No, see, I'm using U.S. laws here now because I'm more familiar with United States laws than Bahamian. I'm trying to feel as though the same thing applies. But I can't practice.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. You, just because someone say you committed a crime, you're not guilty of it. And even though you committed it, ask Donald Trump. You see exactly what I'm saying. Until you are, and even if in some cases when you are proven, you can have a leader like Mr. Trump give you pardon. So you still could get away with committing the crime. But the idea is, if I have a name that I have mentioned in a magazine or on your radio station, I have provisional pardon protection. All right? Now, for which time, I don't know if it works this way the same here, but I'm trying to understand how the laws work here. So you look into it, and you might be able to become attorney for the world famous boy.
I'll look into it, and I'll get back to you on another show, caller. Thank you so much for your call. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hi, good afternoon, Gabby. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
What the gentleman realized, the court ruling takes precedent until there is a higher court if they rule otherwise. But that particular ruling takes precedent regardless of how you feel. That's just the way it is. Because if you have documentation stating what the court ruling states, that's all you need, okay? And thank you, ma'am.
So that means the way forward is where the court says it is. But the way forward has a court ruling, and the JCNP has their own way by which they identify groups. So both groups now, as I understand, will be able to participate. However, the minister is saying, we are not recognizing these other people. We recognize the court's ruling, and the way forward will get the seed money. I want to go to the text lines. Text that says, hurry, come over to the Saxons, ma'am. I ain't close, because I don't know. I don't know what's going on over here up in the Valley, boys. I ain't trying to find out. This next text that says, a ruling was handed down by a Supreme Court judge, and that ruling still stands. The defendant was denied an appeal in the Supreme Court due to insufficient evidence. An application has since been made to the Court of Appeal to hear the case, which is still pending. However, this does not change the standing Supreme Court ruling. And the ruling was, the Way Forward Valley Boys shall have the name. The other Valley Boys, I believe, has to change their name. This texter says, great show as usual. Sounds like Gabby soon start rushing and pulling for the sting. Sting! Listen, I know, right? At this point, let's just be Sting. What Junkanoo used to be so fun. So Junkanoo was something you could pass down. When we see it, you watch the little drummers, you watch the little scrapers, you watch these little kids, and you watch fathers and father figures and learning how to pace. You watched all of it. And now it's like it's gone. It's gone by all of the politics and politicking, and we're messing with our culture. We're messing with the greatest show on earth. And when it comes to the greatest show on earth, y'all leave politics out of it. Because come 12 a.m. on December 25th, 6th, I won't be on Bay Street and I gonna be screaming Sting. That's what the text are telling me, scream Sting. Listen. That's the Junkanoo. When we get back, we're going to talk from this first break. We're going to talk about the civil servants. The person says, great show as usual. The row all about, it's no longer about the celebrations. It's about the money. Where the money, man, y'all, come on, man. Come on. Let's get back to the greatest show on earth, man. When you should be in bed, but you're on Bay Street instead. This is Guardian Radio Today. We'll be right back.
Then you got to play some junk canoe. Cause when them drums start to play and the cowbells ring, oh Lord, that's the sweetest feeling. If you're losing control, cause the rhythm in your soul, that's junk canoe.
Junk
that's junk canoe.
Junk
if you should be in bed.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Great news! Ronts Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ronts Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ronts Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ronts' new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This one's for you. Come on.
They turn up my water, turn up my light. Cause little bit of rain did come down last night. So I dial a certain number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The phone just keep on ringing, man, them people full of jive. Now I'm one of them people who like to complain. But when I went down to the office, they try and make me shame. They had workers on the road, 8 men round a hole. Only one man working, the rest are fools. Where you going, baby?
Down the road.
Who you waking for?
Pick up like them.
What you just do?
Sit around.
What you waiting for?
Payday.
Who gave you that job?
What you waiting for? Payday. 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio Today. Gabby in your company. It's so good. So good to be here. Listen. Monday don't even feel like Mondays no more, you know. Not when you listen in the Guardian Radio, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I want to get quickly to the text line before we switch gears from Junkanoo. But this text says, good afternoon, Gabby girl. You right up there with Chrissy Love, Mary Jane, MJ. I love you. I love the show. I love your show and you should be made permanent. Dwight, you listening? You hear that, Dwight? Thank you so much. I always appreciate the feedback and the love from you all. This last text says, Gabby, the caller who believed Junkanoo will collapse is lost. Junkanoos will never allow it. We are too passionate about Junkanoo. We all want a sensible structure about Junkanoo to elevate it to where it ought to be. And the JCNP is incapable. We wouldn't be here today if the JCMP didn't get involved in an internal dispute and picked a side while a judicial process was taking place. Either both groups compete or none. Wow, wow, wow. This text says, Gabby, why don't you let the original 1958 Valley Boys, in brackets, Sparky, text or call you? I took the Valley Boys' first banner. Sparky, I can tell you you can't text. I don't know what happened. Winston Gus Cooper's son, Cisco, believes his father left the Valley Boys to him and his money-gobbling friend. Okay, that's why Brian Adderley don't want an election. Well, that's enough. Well, this last text, what I could read, said on the Junkanoo matter, says, all this mix-up should tell you the Valley ain't of God. Saxon's in your belly. Dexter, you're wrong for that. You're wrong for that. But that's the Junkanoo. That's the Junkanoo conversation for today. Listen, we'll be here all day. But all I can say is, Junkanoo is the greatest show on earth, y'all. We really can be capitalizing on making this a world-renowned cultural experience for tourists year around. I think if we work in partnership with the Junkanoo groups and structure, we have to develop some sort of structure to make sure that there is non-partisan involvement and Junkanoo can continue to grow and thrive. But if you was listening right after the break, I had, Kermit left. We are producing Chris now. Chris, and I said, Chris, I want you to play that civil servant song from KB. You know, what you waiting for? Who give you that job? What time work start? Because the civil servants is the headline of the Guardian newspaper today. And it's the headline because civil servants were pegged to get raises. And if you listen to the budget communication back in May, you would have heard that there was monies allocated for these raises. And who doesn't love a pay increase? Well, the first round of raises would have gone out for upper level management, I believe, would have gone out in June of this year. And now we are hearing that increases will come in December pay. According to Guardian reporter Tanika Thompson, the government has completed its salary review exercise for civil servants who were not included in the previous adjustments. The Davis administration announced yesterday, revealing that they will get raises in the December pay period, retroactive to September 1st. Civil servants who did not receive raises during the government's June exercise will get a minimum of two salary increments, with the size of the increase varying by category, the government said in a press release. This exercise covers all classes of officers directly, keyword, employed by the public service on another keyword, non-contractual basis. So y'all who've been in government for 30 plus years and still on a contract, you're not covered in that. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm Curly L.
Hi.
Listen, what I wanted to say with this government thing, I missed the Junkanoo part, but love the song that you started this session with. This is something the government has been promising these workers since earlier in the year. So now it's gone from them getting it at the end of August to now December. Because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. What's with the Mr. Promises made should be promise kept.
Mm-hmm.
So why you keep promising these people? And who in the world starts off giving these raises and increments at the top. Mm. I thought you said the lower level persons are the ones who really need this. What's going on? How can you start off by giving the top set of people this much needed funds instead of the people who actually need it? What are we looking at? Are we upside down?
Mm.
Because how is it? I mean, think about it. Those who need it the most are the ones at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you going to start it off by giving those at the top?
And then, those at the bottom have to wait until December now.
And who knows if that's going to stick.
Wow.
You understand me? I don't get it. That sounds so mixed up to me. But I guess we'll hear more as it go along. So then it changed, why it changed again.
Thank
I guess
you.
They should look for that. Did he say December 2025 or he just said December?
They just said, as quoted in The Guardian, I see here that they said come December. So they didn't say which December.
Okay. So
I'd have to look for the press release for you, the original press release, to let you know.
Because, you know, this government is speak kind of weird. They talk to us one way and they talk to foreign diplomats another. So who knows which December that will be. Okay.
Thank you so much, Carla. What I really wanted to point out is the part of this that says this does not apply to those classes of officers who are not directly employed with the public service. And so if you are on a only if you're on a non-contractual basis, how many family members, relatives we have that have been in government for decades? This isn't just start under this administration. Successive administrations have left these persons statusless on a contractual basis, not pensionable, not permanent. And they are left at the bottom of the bucket, not being able to benefit from these increments. Carla, go ahead. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon. Yes, Kathy. How many persons are inside the Body Boys group?
How many persons are inside? I can't say to that.
Basically.
I don't know.
Looking down the road, it seems to be about couple hundred, eight.
Yeah, several hundred
it ain't
persons.
It ain't ten.
It's split.
Good. So, okay, let's do it like this. What's the prize money? $20,000?
I'm not certain, but I know we wrapped up.
No, you said $20,000 was the prize.
Okay. I didn't speak anything about prize money. I said what the A category seed funding increased to and what the B category seed funding increased to. I didn't get the prize monies.
Okay, so seed funding you said was $20,000.
For B category, sir. It raised from 30 to 40 in seed, but we're talking about the civil servants now. So
okay.
Go ahead. I'll give you 10 seconds to wrap it up.
No, that's okay. You have a nice day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we will be on this Junkanoo conversation all day. All day we will be talking about Junkanoo. But some of these Junkanoos happened like in the civil service. And they was hoping that they could have had their little increment come the end of this month. So when they get in the shack, they could start buying some feathers, some rhinestones, some felt to put on these costumes. But instead, they're being told now that this increase will not come until December pay. I'm looking for that statement by the government. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today.
Hello, Miss Gabby.
Hi, turn down your radio for me, please.
Hi, Miss Gabby, good day. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. You touched on it just now with the contractual workers, some of them being
mm-hmm.
hired for decades, no status. So what the minister really needs to do is, you know, speak directly to these persons who are in limbo. They can't get any loans
mm-hmm.
nowhere. And like you said, you know, other persons get in increments and they are left out. So they really need, or their head of their department or their human resources department really need to call these persons, speak to them. Because I know, too, they were hoping that they would have been included, but they're still in limbo because they don't know. So if you have different departments with these persons in there who are not confirmed, per se, really call a meeting with them and let them know where they stand, mm-hmm. because they are families, too.
Yes, they do.
And another thing what I thought about, you know, persons would have just come off vacation with their kids, you know, use monies what they had, expecting this money to come through. Now they really, really at the bottom of the barrel, because December is a long time to come.
Mm-hmm.
I know money don't get old, but don't come out and say the rest. We'll get it in September. And then you just drop a letter yesterday with no explanation, Prime Minister coming on. But I think this is going to hurt them really, really bad. If they think they were going to lose before, they definitely will be losing now.
Thank
because
you.
What happened to the Sovereign Wealth Fund? If they don't have the monies, they need to get it from Mr. the person who runs CIFA.
Mm-hmm. Where the pension money
is. They place the funds in their hands to manage. They really need to get the monies and pay the poor people.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. And I don't even want to stir the pot right now, but I feel obligated to stir the pot. What happened to the biweekly pay? Because as I recall, that system was supposed to have already been rolled out. I see it's now September 22nd and y'all waiting on the end of the month, the last 2 days before the pay period to be paid, when a biweekly pay structure was also supposed to have been rolled out by now. So is this another instance of being of government gaslighting the civil servants? Are you love bombing? You want to drop it in December? Is this a political ploy? Because you know that my Bohemian people, we sometimes short, we forget. So an election is imminent. So I won't put it in December, because you know, if I drop it in December and I call that election January for February, y'all still gonna feel good. Y'all gonna feel good because y'all just had y'all big increments. Y'all had y'all retroactive pay. Everyone feeling excited and they forget about everything else. And they go to the polls and they said, too straight? Is that the plan? Is it a political plan? Or what is the rationale why these hard-working employees have to wait? Have to wait an entire quarter, another quarter. Because this wasn't something that was just promised to them. And as the caller mentioned, you start from the top. You give all the chief kahunas their money. And the rest of us down here got to wait an additional. They got their money from June. And now you telling us, not 3 months. Sorry, wrong. Come back 6 months. Tentatively. Because we can't say for absolute certain. Because by now, wasn't there supposed to be a biweekly pay metric? So you would have already gotten your pay on the 15th, and then you would have been waiting for the rest of your pay on the 30th? Or did the union shut that down and we don't hear anything about it? Servants, this is serious. This is telling, because we have so much of our civil servants. We've just finished, according to the Minister of Manpower audit of the civil service, how many persons are still contractual workers? What is the number of persons that are actually benefiting now from these increments? Carl, I want to get you in right before we go to... Oh, callers, I see you. We're about to go to the news break. So what I'll do is we'll go to news and we'll pick up those calls right after the news break. This is Guardian Radio Today with Gabby. We'll be right back after the news.
Just as I belong. police block up the street. Man, them getting feel of the women going free. My dispatchy husband's sweetheart on the road one night. She slap her with she left hand and punch her with the right. Patrol car past the scene, you think they would have stopped? They pass right by saying, we can't get in that way again.
Down the road,
who you waking for?
Get up and down.
What you just do?
Sit around.
What you waiting for?
Maybe.
Who give you that job? What time you
start?
What time you get off?
Anytime.
What time is it now?
Same time.
Let's go! Wake it up! Wake it up! Wake it up! Oh yeah! You gotta put it up for time now.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Turn up my light, cause little bit of rain did come down last night. So I dial a certain number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The phone just keep on ringing, man, them people full of jive.
96.9 FM, Guardian Radio Today. You're in the company of Gabby. I'm your host for today. And if you're just joining us at the top of the show, we talked a little bit about Junkanoo. And right before we went to news, we were talking about the civil servants in the civil service. And the conversation has led us down the path of y'all ain't getting no money until December. But it's interesting in the Guardian News report, if you listened over the news break, that the minister, Pierre Glover Rolle, would have stated that the Ministry of Finance needs to answer for why these people can't get their money, why these payments taking so long. But the Minister of Finance happens to be our very honorable Prime Minister, Philip, as many of you call him, Brave Davis. So, Mr. Davis, Minister Glover said that your ministry is going to tell us why the civil servants can't get their money. And caller, you've been holding from before the news break, so I won't keep you holding any longer. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Yes, sir. Good day to all.
Today.
You know, when we talk about people working for government, right? You know, I have no problem. The teachers are very important. The teachers and the medical profession, they're very important, right? But my point is that what I want to say is these people make a livable wage, and who's going to pay for these for their hike in salaries are the poor people that can't afford to. Right, and there's nothing, you know. The minister says the other day they're gonna do? They're gonna look at the minimum wage or the livable wage, right? And they got a consultation of the tripartite association, in which the poor people have no representation. You know, these poor people have no union. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
So and that's sad. You see, the poor people always held are caught holding the bag.
Mm-hmm. You understand everything me? Falls on the backs of the poor and middle class in this country.
Not the middle class. Not the middle. I ain't concerned about the middle class. My concern is the poor people.
The poor people.
The middle class are the ones who are always getting the raises. The teachers, they middle class.
Mm.
All these government workers, they middle class, been paid. They've been paid on the backs of the poor. You understand me? We concerned about the price of that. When it comes to
a lot of these salaries are considered, a lot of these people that we are considering middle class, they're living below entry level. I think it's around $1,500.
But they're still making a livable wage.
That's a livable wage in this country, sir?
$1,500?
A month?
$1,500. The teachers are not making $1,500 a month. I'm talking about teachers.
That's a livable wage, sir.
The teachers are not making, the entry-level teachers are not making $1,500 a month.
You're not answering the question. They're not making that, so I can say that to you with assurity that many of them are not making that, sir. Which is why Belinda Wilson was on Guardian Radio sometime this month, and she went through what some of the issues are that the teachers are going through. That is why they are fighting for this. The teachers, the nurses, go. I'm giving you a challenge. Go back. Do some research, do your homework on what the entry-level salaries of these professionals are who would have already dedicated their, who have been dedicating their lives to service of this country, to all of us. Okay, so how long have they been there? They may have benefited from increments, but not the ones now, sir. I have to fight you on that.
Who is going to address the poor workers, these workers who making an age of $250, who's going to address their issues? And you know, when it comes to addressing their issues, the thing is they talk about the businesses can't afford it. That's foolishness. Everything is on the backs of the poor.
Yeah, but we all in this together.
The poor ain't in it.
We are all in this together, my caller. Thank you so much for your call. Next caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
A godly day to the sister. I can wait so long with you.
Turn on your radio fast, please.
Oh, boy, I got to go in the room to turn it down.
We can hear it from here. You want to call me right back?
Okay.
All right, call me right back. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mom. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, wait a minute. Two things I want to make a note on, right? The reason why the salary increments are not paid because it simply is not in the budget. They have to find over almost $1 billion, and it's not in the budget to pay the people.
It's not in the budget? I thought touted in the budget that during the budget communications in May that these civil servants can look forward to these raises, that it was budgeted in there for them to get these salary increases.
Okay, question. Are you going to believe anything you hear on about the government, whatever they say? You believe anything they tell you?
They said it in our Honorable House of Assembly. They had to lay the document before the Parliament. So what you're saying to me now is they are not keeping to their word.
No, Mom, no. Don't believe everything you hear on the radio. It's not in the budget, and the government themselves are trying to find the funds to pay the civil servants. And second thing, right, you know how much people die before they get their proper promotions?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have died before they got their promotion. Some people actually waited 20 some odd years for their promotions and died. And after they died, they found they're being promoted.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And that's not, I'm not even making this up. And that's not even an isolated,
mm-hmm.
strange and funny
I,
part.
I have a friend.
That's not even an isolated incident.
I have a friend who after they left the civil service, they had already been gone for over a year, and they were told that they got a promotion and their pay was made retroactive.
It's crazy. Like I said, I'm not making these things up. These things, just the reality of the situation. That's what people are going through. And I'm not blaming this particular government.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. This government isn't to blame for it. I mean, it happens to all governments,
mm-hmm.
FNM and PLP. So I'm not making this a political issue. I'm just bringing up that it happens that people die before they get their promotions.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your contribution, caller. The phone lines are lit up. The text lines are lit up. I know the civil servants right now are up in arms about this situation, but we won't keep you waiting any longer. Welcome to Guardian Radio today.
Hello, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Listening audience and everyone in your studio. I think, well, it was in the budget, the raise for
mm-hmm.
the civil service.
It was?
Yes, it was. I saw Ms. Global Rule or something like that. I saw her announcing it in the House of Assembly. But what happened is two things with that. The first thing is we hear Mikhail Barnaby, the chairman for Parks and Beaches.
Mm-hmm.
We
said
hear
there
his
was
excuse that the monies was
reallocated
to different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the money for the raises was reallocated as well because it was in the budget. The government borrowed that money,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't make sense for the government to give that to them people now.
Why it don't make sense? And they need it.
they need it, but doesn't help the government. This administration right now is like dangling a carrot.
Mm.
And they really now, that's why I really feel like election is going to call the end of this year.
I think so. Not if they just given them the money on December. I presume early part of next year, the latest May. Those are my two estimations. By January,
early
February.
Part of next year.
January,
early
February or May latest.
Well, I would say the early part of next year, because after they give them the raise, then they'll make it look like, you know, they did something so great for the Bahamian people or for the civil servants. And that is just the election law. Because there's no way in the world we could borrow all of those hundreds of millions of dollars in our budget. And, you know, monies are being reallocated. The government is living, these ministers and the prime minister is living a life of Raleigh. They enjoying life better than anyone else in this country. And the people who working hard to keep this country going is going to be turned down and tell them 3 months or wait another 2 more months.
They don't have it. The minister says... Thank you so much for your call, caller. The minister says that the Ministry of Finance will have to answer for that. And I say to the Bahamian populace, the Minister of Finance is none other than the Prime Minister. So I guess we have to wait until the Prime Minister comes behind the Minister of Public Service and says, this is why your money is running late. But anyway, let me get to these texts because I don't want y'all to feel like I'm neglecting y'all. It says, good day, Gabby. Excellent talk show. Today, the Valley Boys Junkanoo group have too many political people and administration of the group, unlike the others. So we will always have these disputes internally. Bahamians, we need to govern ourselves accordingly. The court's ruling, the Saxons are standing solid. Sila from Grand Bahama, we are listening in today. Shouts out to all those listening in from Grand Bahama. Always appreciate the love and support. This next texter says, you are the best talk show host after Vaughn McCartney. Thank you. I hope they see the vision to keep you there. Rating will soar. I appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback, y'all. You know what y'all could also do? Y'all could call 302-2300 and y'all could sponsor a show. That would be the best thing ever. And I want to get the phone lines lit up. Text us. I see you. I'll read some more of your texts, but I want to take some of these calls. Go ahead, caller. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, good day. Good day to the best talk show host ever, Guardian Hot. From 6:30 in the morning to this time, the best.
Stop it.
You know, I say that to you, Gabby. DeWitt say that to you. All right? But what I really want to make some correction with one of your callers.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that basically they use minimum wage is $2.50. I don't know who in this country, since the minimum wage has been they got an increase in it. Who's making $2.50?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, listen. What people don't understand in this country, people talking about, election calling this year, next year, early. Only one person knows the election is called.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. We could assume we could come up with conspiracy theories. It's estimations.
People are estimating them,
right,
making their political analysis or based on what's happening in the climate when they presume an election will be called.
You had someone that won't bet me election will call in February. I say, listen, unless Mr. Davis, not even nobody else in the government knows when election is going to call. And then last thing I want to speak on. Gabby, you know, when I hear people talk about people suffering, you know, I had this weekend to Google and really dissect that word.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamian people. Things might be hard with some people in the country, but don't put that on yourself. Don't speak that over your life, but you suffer it. Power in the town people. Yeah, things might be a little rough, but don't say you're suffering, because everybody in this country could find something to eat. Tell me if I wrong.
Boy, to it, I don't know if everybody feels that way.
Let me say something.
Tell them where they could come and find something from you. Tell them.
On Sundays, mm-hmm. I haven't done it for about 2 months. I go around and I go by the dock. I go in Camp Road. I go to other places and I feed people. Right? Let me tell you something. You have a lot of people in this country, Gabby. I don't want to say it like this, and I know people might condemn me. You know, you got people in this country just depend on the government and don't want to go there and try to make a dollar for themselves. Yeah, people might say when I hang up, oh, his government in power. No, I was surviving before the government. Mm-hmm. The PLP government.
But I want you to tell the people where they can find the food from, DeWitt. That's what I want you to tell. If you're doing a program, I want you to list them. There are people that may be listening that don't know where to go. So I'm giving you an opportunity to tell them where to go.
I want you to hold me to this. I want you to hold me to this. And you and your listeners. End of the month, I don't know if I can have maybe 15, 20 minutes on your show. If I have to pay, I will bring some food vouchers. And however you decide to give them out, you give them out.
Give the producer your contact to it.
No problem.
Hold for the producer. All right. Next caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. I was listening to your show and I heard you said that maybe they didn't pay the civil servants because it's close to election year after December, then it's election year January. But you know, it's not the 1968 and 69, 70, it's now 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And these generation, they are completely different from those times.
What they just do, caller, tell me.
This generation now, they're not listening to what you say. They're watching what you
do.
If you don't do things and not sincere about doing things for this country, they're not going to support you. So those who want to be politicians and want to be candidates in this upcoming election, you had better be serious, and you had better be serious that you want to serve and not be served, because you'll be in for a rude awakening. The Bahamas is tired of people using them, saying sweet words election time, and when time come to put forward and do the things to the country's best interest, they do something else. So it's high time you wake up, because truthfully speaking, Bahamians are tired of PLP and FNM. So if you see another party was to be formed, men and women of integrity,
they're gone. All of them gone. Go on. Thank you so much for your caller. Thank you so much for that. Listen, the caller say, we don't care when you give it to us. We watching if you're doing it from your heart. If your heart is not clean, these are not the elections of the past. You can't fool us with our money. You owe me that anyway. This next texter says, remember when Dr. Minnis said next year for the poor? All those governments saved the poor for last. Say it ain't so, texter. Say it ain't so. This next texter say, tell those callers it's simple. If they don't get what's promised to them, don't vote for them. Persons who also complaining about the money is insufficient, what they are getting, refuse it then. This is the texter. This ain't Gabby. This is what the text line saying. The texter says, I would have loved the bi-weekly pay. That's what this texter say. This texter saying, Minister Glover, what happened to that bi-weekly pay? You promised us the 15th, the 30th. We're looking forward to that little thing. But you know what? Everything cool. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
Okay, godly day to you. And of course,
good
to
universe.
Good day to you. A couple of things I want to say, right? Now, the brother who had called you earlier would speak of living wage or some of that sort, livable wage.
Mm-hmm, correct.
He was right with what he was saying, you know. See, a lot of y'all not out there on the street to see the suffering that are out there.
Well, boy, the last caller said Bahamians are suffering.
Boy, they're suffering. a lot of suffering, okay? I don't care what they say. Where they get money from then? Where they working? How much they make? Tell that person who said that. Take their time and just think.
Go with God.
What I call you for?
You called me to talk about the civil servants? Because that's what we're talking about.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. The thing is, right, who's ever responsible for the civil servants? Got to make sure when the weekend comes, right, nobody want to work from Friday evening, Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday night. Nobody wants to work.
9 o'clock is breakfast time.
You'll be calling those people. Why they on the job then? You'll be calling them and, you know what I'm saying? You get a problem. You got, not only that, you have a problem with the neighbors or the people in the communities. And you can't get a, you see what I'm saying? They look like they want individuals to get in trouble. You see what I'm saying? Because ain't everybody could just sit on and be a sitting duck. And ain't everybody sitting down saying, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And yes, sir.
Those people were doing foolishness in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the baddest on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to behave. And those that's in authority got to stop carrying on as if they afraid of Satan set of people or to lock some Satan set of people up. Stop joking, y'all.
Stop joking.
It doesn't go like that.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. Appreciate it. The caller said, y'all better stop joking on these people radio. Stop. Stop joking. Stop joking. The text reads, good afternoon, Gabby. Do you know that the senior people got back pay of 9 months? On the other hand, these people are only going to get 3 months increment. Why has this group not been given the same time frame point as the others? That's a good question. If you listen to the news report, it said that those persons would have waited 9 months and they would have received that 9 months back pay. Y'all only getting three. Ask your minister, public service. Gabby didn't say it. They say it. This next text reads, we need to ask the government what their books look like. Why are you giving wages increase, but they have to wait? Yes, which December will it be? This one or the next one? Good day. It is the office that is honorable. The man or woman who holds the office may not be. This is coming in from the texters. Boy, y'all, my texters don't play, you know. They don't play. This next text says, Gabby, it's simple. The Treasury cannot handle it. At the moment, vendors are hardly getting paid. So why are they going to find the where are they going to find the money from? To give perhaps a third or more of the public service a pay increase? Also, what about the promise to provide insurance for the entire public service? Oh boy, all these people ain't forgetting. Which cannot and will not happen. Rhetoric, desperation, smoke, and mirrors. That is coming in from the texter. But caller, go ahead. You're live on Guardian Radio today. We're talking civil servants.
Yes, good afternoon, Gabby. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're
Hi.
Okay.
Yes, she's doing much better. She's listening, so you can set a shout out.
I don't call it the hospital anymore. I call it the piddle, okay?
Yeah, she right here, her and her daddy listening.
I didn't clear with them. I was having a conversation. Somebody was talking about Aaron had mentioned the infection rates with the catheterization process. But even anyone who reads in a sense, the catheterization gives you predisposes you to infections. I was in a catheter for almost a year. I know about it. You know.
Yep. That's what happened to my mom while she was in there as well.
I want to make a quick thing on the jungle thing there, right? So I wish I could borrow a rent a crowd from the Philippines in which 50,000 gathered in front of the government's house, right? Yeah, I need that kind of crowd in order to get these people to react to what, you know, to people because, you know, I just need that. That would be better than having sex for me, you know, because we need to frighten these people and because they are duping us and gaslighting us and they have the dupes to come on the airways and say that, right? But maybe if the crowd that goes to Junkanoo protest for Junkanoo, then they will realize who really rule or run this thing.
You know, I'm really serious about this because if you look at my face when I traverse, when I walk towards Bay Street, you will always see a smile on my face as I get closer to the music. I hear the palpitations of my heart. It really is the best show on earth, right, my Gabby?
Mm-hmm. It is.
For me, you know, and that's just what it is. But, you know, the civil servants, they deserve this, and I'm glad that many of them are learned enough to know that it's our money. And so there was a caller who called and talked about giving out food stamps and vouchers,
mm-hmm.
right? But I really would have liked for him to text if they his own, if he personally take his money and doing it. I mean, I know he personally probably feeds people, but what I'm saying is the vouchers probably coming from the government. You know, I prefer if you teach someone how to fish rather than just make a wish and fall on the government. Now, I don't know who, I never had a contract with government, nor do I care to do. But I know that many of these callers are delusional as it relates to what's on the ground. I live in the Grove.
Say it is.
All right? And I live out east.
Mm-hmm.
With my father in the house with swimming pool and everything. And so I live in Sunshine Park and going to get there. So I don't know. I associate diversified. I don't need anybody to tell me about the comforts of life. You know, so but when you disrespecting some people saying they're suffering, you know, that's like being insensitive because I live in the inner city, Gabby. And
yes,
every
sir.
Day, I've never seen so much beggars and hustlers. As a matter of fact, I almost got in problem because a gentleman, I didn't give him $5 the other day on Wolf Road by a food stand. I didn't give him $5 that he wanted. I normally do it, but I know he was going to buy drugs with it, but
mm-hmm.
I just saying, but that's just the way it is. But I would have gotten in trouble. I'm just telling you, just for my own thing. But the politicians are delusional in as it relates to what's on the ground in the inner city. But I think they know, you know, because they see how they could use the people them. When they come to the house, they use the tactics. They like the people being porn weak, where they could get what rum and food and et cetera, and incline them to vote for whichever block.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But to be honest with you, I would prefer if they fix the hospital and do some things, because I hear these people on the road talking about roads. All roads lead to Princess Margaret Hospital eventually, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know what to talk
about. Either
there
or the mug with piling up with the people behind it.
I don't want to cut you off, because you're very... There's a joke. There's a song mm-hmm. called Hospital, Cemetery, or Jail. I've been to jail before. They carried me to jail before. I wouldn't like to say how many times, but in my younger days. And so I'd be in the hospital. So I don't know. I can't dug the grave on the pretty flowers and the boardwalks and whatever. So I just will remind people to act accordingly while you're living. Because when you hear the horror stories of what's going on in the country and as it relates to, there's a lot of things going on in the hospital. I wish we could have some whistleblowers as to relate to the show to be in people the neglect.
Mm-hmm.
They're having problems even paying for gasoline from certain vendors.
Jesus.
And getting equipment. I was by JBR the other day,
mm-hmm.
and the guy came running out of the building, and a hospital truck was in. The guy said, no, we can't credit any more stuff. And that's what I'm saying is there's a lot of stuff going on in there that people don't know. The government, they're not, just do a follow-up on vendors who are not being paid, and then just to give you an idea. And they're still talking about surplus to us and all kinds of different things they're doing. And even I gave a suggestion how to get rid of this child molestation problem and protect our youngsters.
People
are always advocating for this. Just go into the schools. The same way the guidance counselor unraveled this situation with this 10-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would wait until you were speaking on the deacon before I call.
Yes, right? No
so
problem. Yeah, we'll talk about it the last part of the show.
Find out how prevalent this BS is going on. This is
yes,
destroying
sir.
Our youth. It's destroying the men too, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they're doing it with the boys too. Give thanks, Gabby. Thank you
so much. Appreciate it. Listen, I mean, the phone lines are still lit up. The text lines are still lit up. I mean, civil servants, y'all really showing up today. One thing when it comes to Bohemians' money, don't owe them nothing, buddy. Don't owe me. Pay me what you owe me. A hard day's work for a hard day's pay. Just give me what you got for me. That's all they saying. Listen, and why you cueing the music on me, Chris? Why you cute? Chris say I gotta go to break. I don't know what you still talking to these civil servants for. Call us. We can come back to you right after the break. Text us. I'm gonna read a few of your text messages. It says, "Good afternoon, Gabby. The government does not have the money necessary in the public purse to run the country. They need to tell the complete truth. It is about them, friends, the PSs, family, and lovers. Fact. Civil servants will always devour the crumbs whenever they fall. A meal is a meal. Man, money never gets stale." Listen, Chrissy, go to break, Gabby, go to break. So I will be right back on Guardian Radio today.
What time you wake up? What time you get off?
Anytime.
What time is it now?
Same time.
Let's go! Wake it up! Wake it up! Wake it up! Oh, yeah!
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic,
you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Things may be tough, but Wendy's got you covered. Grab a day single or chicken sandwich with a junior fries and 16-ounce beverage for just $6.95. Why choose less from the other guys when you can get more? At Wendy's, we're providing bigger bites and better deals. So purchase your Things Tough value meal today. Now available at all locations, excluding the airport and food truck.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Summer lasts forever at BWF. Beat the heat with unbelievable prices. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Deals, deals, and more deals. Red hot prices and cool buys. Brighten this season with huge savings. Up to 50% off tent sales Saturday, September 27th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Savings includes fans, coolers, grills and griddles, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden supplies, household supplies, and much more. Shop now and save with BWF new store hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Check us out on Facebook and like our page to keep up to date with more exciting bargains. BWF, we ship to the Family Islands. Telephone 394-0004 or 6.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Give me your money.
96.9 FM, Guardian Radio today. Gabby in your company. Better have my money, says the civil service. Not me. Not me. I only tell Chris to play the song. Because hell, these taxes and God, let's carry it on. I had to play that one for y'all. Y'all better have these people money, you know. Stop playing. Stop playing on these people radio. Get these people their money. This next text says, the civil servants need to stop relying on the government for survival. Work smart, save properly, manage your affairs, live within your budget, and pay your bills on time. Stop thinking that the politicians in government give a blank, putting Jesus is our only savior. Coming in from the texter, this next texter says, ask DeWitt what part of Camp Road he goes. DeWitt, the people say they want to know where you're giving out this food you say you're giving out. I hope you leave that information with the producer so we can let the people know. This next texter says, all the money gone. Bohemian, y'all ain't tired, they teething. Lord, that's what the texter says. This next texter says, hi, Gabby, good show. I don't care about government workers' salaries. Show me one Z public servant, what I mean, one Z public servant that works 40 hours a week as senior managers all abuse their positions. They steal and make deals and don't do any constructive work. Man, I don't think that applies for everybody. I think there are a lot of people getting a lot of work done in this country because if not, you wouldn't have been getting anything. Also today, y'all, I really wanted to do a tip of the day. Something, you know, that'll help us with the government services, but we didn't even get to the tip of the day. Man, I didn't know y'all was going to carry on this bad, but y'all money today. This next texter says, Lady Gabby, the government of the Bahamas will always bamboozle the people because of the funds for outside agencies and high retirement benefits for top dogs. However, the country, ? has very rich resources, but not handled right, ? We must do better or Judgment Day is coming, Bahamas. We are standing up for the Bahamas and the people. Rise up, Bahamas, now. See la. That is coming in from your text lines. This next text says, them civil servants aren't too sharp. By time as I done changing and threatening with COI support, the government would fall in line fast. That's what they say. They say, tell them y'all gonna vote for that mother set and see what gonna happen. See what gonna happen. My core line lit up. Y'all, we ain't even gonna get to talk about these dirty dogs with around here touching our babies. We ain't gonna get to talk about that today. I got to come back on another show to dedicate to talking about these dogs. Anyway, caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Guardian Radio.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Good afternoon to your mom and dogs. You're calling them dogs. The dog just pick up their little puppy and protect them.
Oh, Jesus. The dog
is doing better than some of these. I won't use a B word, but I can use it. But listen to me. I was in the civil servant before I lose my sight. The problem is, and I was in an area where I was working like 90% women. And what happened is the women, they don't manage, a lot of them don't manage the money properly. What happens is that I brought up something to say, let us just get some uniform. So you don't got to worry about what you're putting on tomorrow. You know what you're putting on tomorrow. Oh, no, I ain't no money for my in no school. So what they do is they run in a competition. Everybody wants to see who could dress each up. Other. We get paid on the 18th. By the 21st, they won't borrow money.
Jesus. Poor money management.
Hello?
Poor money management.
Yes. No, because they're trying to run competition. And then you get the women, them who have the children. Trying to keep up with the girls who ain't got no children.
So what happened to the man, them? You making it seem like this only a woman thing. What happened to the man, them? The man, them don't be trying to borrow money, too.
I'm talking about the change shirt for a whole week.
Yeah, but you saying you get paid on the 18th by the 20th, whatever, they ready to borrow money. So the man, them ain't borrowing money. So what the man, them doing with their money?
No, ain't no man can come to me borrow no money. Man, he can never come ask me to borrow no money. Never. They ain't gonna never come. One tried it before. He must be spread the word. They ain't coming. But and then do it say that we people are not really suffering.
No, sir.
Suffering is a kind of hard word. I would say people around us are not doing that well. People are not doing as well as, you know, I wouldn't use the word. When you say suffering, I think suffering, that word is too strong.
Okay.
To say people are suffering. Because you know how we go. I don't know if things change now because some people don't even know their neighbor next door.
No, they don't.
But growing up in Anderson, I remember when my mommy cut a sand cross by Miss Mabel for onion. Miss Mabel only had one onion leaf. She cut the onion in half and sent half for my mommy. You know, you're scared to go to your neighbor, not ask them if you can worry when tin of cream
Your neighbor might be the one looking at your child sideways, he says.
You can't send your children. That's worse. You wonder what they're doing and it's taking so long. Then you go, then you end up on court. You know, but I want you to get another thing. You need a whole show for that.
I need a whole show for that. We could come back.
A whole show for that.
I could come back. I could wrap up with the civil servants today. And when we come back, we could talk with them. We
could
talk with them. Them dogs. Because the phone line still lighting up. Thank you so much for your call.
And while they're Gucci and Coach and all that. Come on, man.
Thank you so much for your call, Carla. Listen to me. The text says, good afternoon, Gabby. One would think that the government has learned a lesson over the years. Did we read that one already? Over the years, that people are no longer bamboozled by what I'll call bribes at election time. They wait until months before an election to throw a couple dollars at you and expect your support. After all, it's your money. It's my money. Pay me what you owe me, Rihanna say. And like J.G. Wentworth's song said, it's my money and I want it now. They are not doing you any favor. Give me what you owe me. Give me what you owe me. This next caller says, Gabby, I paid $60 for a Groupon on Sunday. That was for my Sunday dinner. My Sunday dinner is usually cost over $100. I have two children I eat, so I don't know how $260 can cut it. If Julian can't see, tell him to be quiet. Eating bad lead diet leads to diabetes and something else, they said. Boy, that's the thing, because based on the salary with you, if you really want to eat healthy, if you buy in organic anything, your grocery cart is going to come up to well over $300 in any food store. If you are buying anything healthy, I'm talking vegetables, this thing and the next thing. If you eating strictly from a can, yeah, we could find some struggle meals to stretch. But if you are trying to have a balanced diet, the 260 ain't gonna do. Carla, what say you? You got a minute. You got a minute because the lines are lit up. Next caller. We lost that one. Next caller. Carla, you're live. You have a minute. We lost this caller. Next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today. You got a minute.
Yes. Hey, hi, Gabby. Shalyn Johnson. Let me just say, I remember when mothers didn't have to send next door to borrow food. But, you know, the simple question, right? The Prime Minister during his budget debate said 67% of the Bahamians were not feeling it. Also, in his recent update, he said people are still not feeling the progress we have. Those who knows it feels it. The simple point is to ask, how's your ask today? Are you better off today in housing costs? Are you better off today in the cost of the electricity? Is the schools better off? Is the hospitals better off? Is the roads better off? Is the government's building better off? Is immigration better? Is the labor relations better? Is public transportation better? Are you feeling more secure about your passport? How do you feel about immigration? How do you feel about the health insurance? Is your parks any better? Is your homes been repaired for a hurricane? Have your home repairs just previously been done? Have the law of the sea boundaries exploited exclusive economic zones? Have you been trained for 30 different economic models for the skills of the 21st century? These are questions people are going to ask. Are you better off today than you were when they were elected?
Mm.
And the answer, when you go down all of these categories and more, is a resounding no. Because marketing that I'm okay is different than asking or
okay.
Feeling that I'm okay.
Mm.
And that is what the question is. We are now, just let me understand this. You
okay.
Give raises, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which now raise our salaries to almost $1 billion a year. A $3.5 billion salary, $600 million in interest payment alone. So that means at least 43% of the entire budget goes to paying salaries, for which they have to tax them to get their salaries for their money, and then goes to paying just the interest on the debt alone. Has the economy grown to keep pace of the needs to sustain it comparative to the taxes that has grown for the government to pay its bill?
Mm.
These are questions need to be answered. And this is sounding no. We need better. We deserve better. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. This texter says, don't tell me to cook corned beef. That's dog food.
You trying to feed corned beef to that dog food. And corned beef is very high in sodium. So eating that on a regular basis, we're wondering why we're experiencing some of the highest rate of child-led obesity, child-led hypertensiveness, child-led diabetes. It's because we have a poor diet. 260 can buy fresh vegetables. I got to buy what I can pick up at the can or the food store. I got to do what I got to do to feed my family and get a meal that stretches. So if you want to talk about eating better, it costs to eat healthy. I am still waiting on the VAT to be removed from these stuff. We have to lead in our actions. We want a healthier Bahamas. We care about the health care. Let's start by taking VAT off of medications. Let's start by taking VAT off of fresh produce. VAT should be on nothing that you buy from the food store, any meal to prepare. Now, you could pay the VAT in the restaurants, on the services, when you go and somebody dine in, but to go and, I'm talking about the bare minimum basic necessity, any government that is willing to take us to zero there, then, and only then, will start to show the Bohemian people that they actually care about us. Caller, you have a minute in. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Good day, Gabby.
Hi.
Hello, Gabby.
You're live.
Mom, Sheila, did she bathe in front of the embassy?
I could barely hear you. You said...
I said Sheila.
Sheila?
The Foreign Affairs Minister.
Uh-huh.
Like, in front of the U.S. Embassy, the roads needs to be paved, and I mean, it has been years. I know he's anti-Trump, and he's the diversity, equity, and inclusion individual, but the mere fact that, I mean, he shows no courtesy to our neighbors to the north. You know, that embassy is spectacular, but the roads, look at the road in front of the embassy. Mitchell Lewis ride that every day.
Break right up. Break right up. The roads in this country on the whole break up.
She just hates America, especially Trump, for what he stands for.
I can't speak for anyone else. I can't speak for what they like or don't what they don't like. But the roads in this country as a whole is break right up. So listen, I'm gonna read these final texts as we wrap up today's show. It says the minimum wage is increased to 500 people. If it is increased to 500. People will complain. It's always what you do with what you make. Someone says, Miss Gabby, even with the struggle meal out of the can, it's hard on 260. Don't miss have to pay rent and light. Oh boy. This texter says, Gabby, please let these government workers and government know they work for the people. We need better service urgently from all the above. Be productive every day. So listen, government workers, the people say, we out here advocating for y'all to be paid the wages. But we need better service when we go to these ministries. We don't need to hear that the file get lost. That something that should literally take 3 days is taking 3 months plus to get done. We need efficiency. And is the inefficiency due to a lack of resources? Because even when you go to some of the ministries, you will hear, we don't have this supply. When you go to the hospital, you hear them say, it ain't us. We won't give it to you. We won't do this, but we don't have the supplies and the materials. This texter says, Gabby, people don't need to worry about salt like in corned beef. They will not be eating the portion size to get too much salt. They have to stretch the little they get. This is for all foods can barely get enough food for required daily nutrients. Y'all, I know. The civil servants just say they want their money. The Junkno people say they want the politics out of it. I want these pedophiles and perverts to leave our children alone. And let's get back to the Bahamas that we know, man. That we know. The people say they tired of this miserable life. Tired of worrying every day, are they going to make ends meet? I think the real issue in this that we really didn't get to touch and talk about is these non-contract, these contractual workers. How many persons still in the government system that have been there for past my lifespan, over 3 decades, and still not regularized, still not permanent and pensionable? So when you get your raise, Aunt Betsy over there still saying, I still at the bottom of the base because that don't cover me. You've been tuned in to Guardian Radio today on 96.9 FM Guardian Radio with your host, Gabby. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have, we say he's my good cousin. I tell him I married into that family. Dr. Cleveland Enius, also known as Uncle Sabara. And on Thursday, we'll have the return of Garth. For those of you who have been missing him, Garth will be back in studio on Thursday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is Dr. Cleveland Enius. He'll be hosting the show. And it's always great to be in your company. This has been Guardian Radio Today with Gabby. Have a wonderful day, Bahamas.
Tired of the things when them not going to rise. Oh, yeah. Tired of this miserable. And this miserable.